This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States Sunday warned Myanmar to reverse course following reports that the country's military had arrested its leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. A White House spokeswoman, Jen Psaki, said in a statement adding that President Joe Biden has been briefed on the situation in a statement and said that the United States opposes any attempt to alter the outcome of recent elections or impede Myanmar's democratic transition, and will take action against those responsible if these steps are not reversed. Australia also issued a statement saying it's deeply concerned about the reports of Suu Kyi's detention and that the military was once again trying to seize control of Myanmar. Myanmar Military Television says the military has taken control of the country for 1 year. Somalia's government announced the end of a seven-hour deadly siege in the capital Mogadishu Sunday night, which left 9 people dead. The well-known retired general Mohamed Nurgalal and former defense minister was among those confirmed killed in the attack on the popular Hotel Afrique. Hotel located along a strategic road linking downtown Mogadishu with the international airport is frequented by politicians, lawmakers, and senior civil servants. Security forces were able to rescue dozens of people from the hotel during the siege. Militant group Al-Shabaab did claim responsibility for the attack. Police said all 4 Al-Shabaab militants who stormed Hotel Afrique were killed. A car bomb exploded near the hotel near Sunday, beginning a shootout between militants and security forces. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is inviting to the White House a group of 10 Republicans and their senators who have proposed spending about 1/3 of what he is seeking in coronavirus aid. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that Biden spoke with the leader of the group, that's U.S. Senator Susan Collins. The invitation to meet in the coming days came hours after the lawmakers had sent Biden a letter urging him to negotiate rather than try to ram through his $1.9 trillion package so Democratic votes. The death toll now stands at more than 440,000 in the United States, according to Johns Hopkins University. A World Health Organization-led team investigating the origins of COVID-19 pandemic on Monday visited the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of Hubei Province, the central Chinese region where the outbreak emerged in late 2019. The group of independent experts left 2 weeks of quarantine on Thursday in Wuhan, the capital of Hubei Province, and is conducting 2 weeks of field work. So far, it has included visits to hospitals, markets, and an exhibition commemorating Wuhan's battle with the outbreak. The WHO, which has sought to manage expectations for the mission, has said their team members would be limited to visits organized by their Chinese host and would not have any contact with community members because of health restrictions. Across the globe, there have been COVID-19-related protests. Hundreds of protesters, including restaurant workers, gathered in Budapest Sunday against lockdown measures extended by the government until March 1st, saying the curbs destroyed their businesses. Hundreds of Brazilians took to the streets Sunday in a fresh round of protests against President Jair Bolsonaro over his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Protesters in Rio de Janeiro paraded in cars and on bikes shouting for Bolsonaro's removal. Demonstrations also took place in Sao Paulo and outside federal buildings in the capital. Thousands of protesters faced off with police and riot gear in Vienna on Sunday at the site of a banned far-right demonstration against coronavirus restrictions. And demonstrators protested against the lockdown amid the spread of the coronavirus disease in Lima, Peru. This comes just after Saturday in Los Angeles, protesters rallying against COVID-19 vaccines, lockdowns, and masks gathered at the gates of Dodger Stadium, where a mass vaccination center was shut down temporarily. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Voice of America.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome one more time to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again, so stay close and make sure you don't go away. Today, the African beat will crisscross the continent, and our first song will be coming from legends of Africa. Manu Dibango, Angelique Kidjo and Papa Wemba, this is Amiyo. And right after that, Annabella by Dimitian of Zambia, and Angeline by Oliver Ngoma, the late of Gabon. But right now, let's take it up with Manu Dibango, Angelique Kidjo and Papa Wemba in this great Amiyo.
worry, oh. There's a day tomorrow, you know. And there's a sun that's waiting to shine down on you.
Oh,
Angeline by Oliver Ngoma of Gabon, and before that, Annabella by Domitian of Zambia, and Beautiful Ameyo by Manu Dibango, Angele Kiju, and Papa Wemba. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and this is just how we do it.
The Voice of America, VOA.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back. Abolo by the Soul Winners of Ghana will come up, and Ijebu by Ebenezer Obey, old track, Beautiful One, will be there.
Mommy.
I try. Woman.
Ajebu by Ebenezer Obi of Nigeria, and before that, Abolo by the Soul Winners of Ghana. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vande here in Washington.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. And now for some emails. This one says, Dear David, I am Lawrence Onime from Nigeria, an on-air personality from northeastern Nigeria. I do almost like what you do, presenting African musical program called African Rhythm. I enjoyed African music a lot, and I just love everything about African music. I get to play music from your home country, Senegal. From Yusundu, Baba Mal, Cheklo, Ishmael Lo, and a host of other musicians from Africa. I wouldn't mind hosting you on my program one day so we could dig it together. The Senegalese way presenting African musical programs has made me recognize beats from across the continent. Could you play me a nice piece of music, David? Of course I will do that. And this is Lawrence Onime from Yola in Nigeria. Well, Lawrence, it's nice for you to write. I hail from Sierra Leone, in West Africa also, and not from Senegal. But as you know, there's only one Africa. All right, thank you very much. And now this email says, I saw your name on the VOA website as the host and producer for African Beat program. Then I Googled your name and got your e-address on Facebook. Hey, David. My name is Kudalshe Matimba, and I lead a group called Harare based here in London, UK. Harare is one of the few bands to be playing Zimbabwean music in Europe. I thought it best to contact you and ask if it would be possible I could send you a copy of our album. I would like to congratulate you for the wonderful work you're doing regarding African arts. Thank you so much, and I look forward to hearing from you. Kind regards, Kadalshe Matimba, Harare Music International. Well, Kadalshe, I hope I'm getting that one right. I want you to know that African Beat is for African stars across the continent, no matter where you are right now. If you are in the UK, I'll send you my mailing address, and you can send the album, and it will be live on the African Beat, all right? So right now, let's get back to music as I play it for all of you guys that have been writing. And this time, I take you to Morocco, Jedwane in Ababa. And right after that, Senegal, Yusundu coming with Ulele and Bip Bip by Malawi of Tanzania. But Ababa right now by Jedwane of Morocco.
I'm living.
Malao of Tanzania, and before that Yulele by Yusundu of Senegal, and Ababa by Jedwane of Morocco. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vander here in Washington.
The lyrics could be French,
English,
Portuguese,
Bantu,
Arabic, etc.
It is the beat,
the African beat that counts.
The beat does all the translations.
It cuts across all languages and gives us the understanding that this is the African beat.
It is so distinct
and adhesive.
It binds us together.
African Beat on the Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time,
with David Bandy.
This is the African beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African Beat.
It brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
Welcome back, and let's continue with some beautiful music. Coupe de Calais by Molay Diarra of Mali, and right after that, Dera by Abiti of Ethiopia. And we'll be closing the show today with Fatima by Kenan of Somalia. But first, Coupe de Calais by Molay Diarra of Mali.
Pace up the hour, streets is bustling, hustling, they harder. You can't have the sweet with no sour. Spices, herbs, sweets into flour. She came out precisely the hour. Clouds disappear, the sun shows the power. No chance of a probable shower. I fell in love with my neighbor's daughter. I wanted to protect and support her. Never mind, I'm just 12 and a quarter. I had dreams beyond our border.
Is it true when they say all you need is just love?
Slow down the seconds. He does the opposite, that's what I'm guessing. I better chill and count my own blessings. Fatima, Fatima, what is the matter? How come you ain't come up the ladder? So we can be like there's no tomorrow. Then you gon' make me wait till tomorrow. She spoke Arabic and
Swahili. Chife upendo anta habibi. You so bright, you shine like my TV. Then one day she never came to meet me.
Is it true when they say all you need is just love? Is it true? What about those...
Fatima by Kenan of Somalia, and before that, Jera by Abiti of Ethiopia, and Coupe de Calais by Molay Jera of Mali. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Van Der here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
How come everyone hushed when she walked by? How come girls would look just to scold her? How come the angel wanted to hold her?
Fatima, Fatima,
I'm in America. I make rhymes and I make them delicate. You would've liked the parks in Connecticut. You would've said I'm working too hard again. Damn you, shooter, damn you, the building. Whose walls hid the blood she was spilling? Damn you, country, so good at killing. Damn you, feeling for persevering.
Is it